Today we're talking about the five types of people who cannot stand the INFJ. Most of our lives we've been taught, don't care if people dislike you, it has absolutely nothing to do with you. But it seems like we as INFJs attract more people who have a problem with us than most. So even if we don't want to, there's always this thought in the back of our minds of, there has to be something wrong with me. Why don't people just leave me alone if they don't like me? Well, let's talk about it today. Because the truth is, we as INFJs will inevitably attract people who dislike us if we still have a problem with the fact that we show up the way we do. You'll be surprised how much your life as an INFJ can change once you understand why people have a problem with you and how you get to a place where you honestly don't care. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp launches May 4th, so you can join the waitlist now to get access to the early bird prize. Download the free poster in order to get an idea about the topics we cover, but more importantly than that, remember that we are a community. We're a community of like-minded INFJs who continuously work on their INFJ Epic Life. It's lifetime access, so that's why so many INFJs keep coming back, because there's such value in this. We're in this together. And through that, we create this amazing atmosphere where we not only encourage each other, but we remind ourselves where we want to go next. I always see INFJs in the comment sections who are already in bootcamp. So if you have any questions, maybe shout it out there and they can answer them for you. Everything else you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. The first type of person who cannot stand the INFJ is the bully. And the reason for this is that the INFJ has been the center of the bully since early childhood on. And when you've been somebody who's been, you know, the target of so many bullies throughout your life, you learn how to deal with it. By the time we're adults, we really do not care. And bullies have a big problem with that because most people do not have the experience we have. We have always been different. And when we're children, we haven't learned to mask that yet. We go throughout the day and maybe jump around, and it becomes obvious that we just live life differently. And so, of course, this attracts people who want to bully us. And the more we've gone through this, the more we have learned to rely on what we think about ourselves, that we're great and that we ourselves like ourselves. And the more we get to this place of not trying to impress somebody, the more we get in touch and in tune and accepting of who we are, the less bullies are going to stand us. Because the bully lives on one thing and one thing only, the fear of their opinion. The bully is able to not only make you feel bad, but they're able to make other people have the same opinion as them. They're feeding on the fear of people who feel at the mercy of their opinion. And we as INFJs have gone through it too many times to actively be able to be a victim of that. We just know what's going on. We've gone through this. It's an old story. So why bother with me? And bullies are not used to this because it's not like you go up to them and you say, hey, I'm not going to allow you to bully me, or that we bully back. It's just we're really indifferent. They cannot feed on our fear because we don't have a fear there. If you've gone through something so many times, there's nothing to be afraid of anymore. You've seen it all. You've experienced it all. So now we're not the type of person who is able to be at the mercy of a bully. And for a bully, that's like the worst news ever because it makes them feel powerless. And they're not used to that. Most people don't really get to this place. And so INFJs will recognize with time that this is somebody that will be less and less visible in your life, not because you ignore it. See, this is something a lot of INFJs get wrong. I used to be like this as well. I thought if I just make myself small, if I avoid that person, then they will leave me alone. That's just not how it works, because we avoid people like this. We avoid what they have to say because of a fear of what's going to happen if it blows up, if they really target us and if they say something bad. But if we do that, there's still fear within us and there's still something that they're looking for. But if you approach a bully from the perspective of, yeah, I know that's what you think of me, and now what? So, okay, you don't like me. You think I'm weird. Okay, now what? Have a great day. Everything changes. And the more you get into this, the easier it will get. So it's really not about pretending that it's all fine. It's getting to a place where you hold on to the essence of you, of how you want to feel. If you're able to hold on to this feeling, no matter what's happening outside of you, you can stay in this positive state. And this is a matter of practice. So the more often you put yourself in this situation, the more you learn that you can rely on this feeling. Because it's not a matter of pretending, because the truth is what the bully says. The truth in our mind is what we focus on. So we have a choice. We can either focus on what the bully wants and what the bully wants us to feel, or we can focus on how we want to feel. The more often you focus on how you want to feel, the easier this entire transition will become. And you'll see how bullies will just vanish from your life because there's nothing they can get from you. The second type of person who cannot stand the INFJ is the social climber. Because the social climber has a great understanding of what they have to do in order to be popular. That's their game. That's their approach in life. And most people, believe it or not, want to belong to this social structure. They're not able to climb that social ladder, but they look up to the person who can. And that's why you see so many people following others on Instagram, on TikTok, and there's always this notion of, let me like that person. This is the person we look up to. That's the person to follow. That is the person who's on top. So that person who's climbing that ladder has an advantage over the other people who also care about the social construct. They can be a social climber. And they know that most people will look up to them and will have respect for them because of that. The INFJ just doesn't think like this. Yes, we can have respect for somebody for their climb because their skills involved. We can look at them and say, you're smart, you are capable, you made all of this happen. But we're just not part of the social construct. For us, this is a game that has nothing to do with us. We don't feel better about ourselves when we're part of it. We don't feel worse about ourselves when we're not part of it. And so from the beginning, this has been something that we are aware of, something we can analyze, something we can observe, but we always felt like we're outside of that social structure. We just don't care enough. Our mind just doesn't work this way. And there are other types who really don't care about the social climb, but the difference is that most other types who don't care about this don't understand it either. We as INFJs have extroverted feeling as our second function, so we can create emotion. We can understand what is necessary in order to make those jumps in this structure, right? So we can appreciate that, we can understand it. And that's why the social climber cannot stand us. Because they look at us and they see that we sort of would have the skills to make something similar happen. We just don't care enough. And on top of that, we don't respect that person for being higher up that social ladder than we are. We look at everybody at eye level, and this is definitely not something that's going to change our mind. And for the social climber who's not only used to this, but who needs the attention of others, the appreciation of others within that construct to feel good about themselves, this is something that goes strongly against their ego. And so again, the question is, what do we do about this? Well, the more we accept the fact that this is just not part of our lives, the less we're going to get in contact with people like this. So often we feel like there's something wrong with us. We should care about this. We should be part of that community because it's the majority of people. But we just don't. And the more we accept that, the more we go our own route and the less we look into those things and the less we try to make a social climber understand that we respect them for their skills, but that's it. And we wish them all the best, but hopefully they wish all the best for us as well. Like, once we understand that we're not going to get that from the other person because that's just not going to go well with our ego, the sooner we can actually go our own way and say, okay, that's not for me. Let's not even think about it. I'm out. The third type of person who cannot stand the INFJ is the rules-driven person. So that person takes a lot of pride and a lot of self-respect from the fact that they obey rules and they expect everybody else to obey those rules as well. It doesn't matter what rules they are. If there are rules that are based on this is what it's expected at this company or this is an unspoken rule in our society, people who value rules will have a problem with INFJs. So it's not necessarily that a person who's eager to play by the rules will have a problem with an INFJ. They will have a problem with an INFJ if the INFJ plays in their same league. So it may be the same job, it may be the same circumstance, it may be, you know, a similar friendship group. Because you come along, and as an INFJ, we don't care too much about rules. It's just not how our mind works. We're not extroverted thinkers. We create our own logic. We live by our own rules. And as long as it's something that doesn't seem immoral to us or illegal, we will go with what feels right to us. And the challenging thing is that once we get some kind of success through doing things our own way, it will rub the person who cares about rules the wrong way, because they see that there's another way to get ahead. And this way is going against everything they believe in. They believe in you have to play by the rules. And the better you play by the rules, the faster you're going to get ahead, the more appreciation you're going to get. And then you come along and you get everything that you want without caring about rules at all. So what do we do with this information? Well, at the end of the day, we cannot change people's perception of us. But what you will recognize is that the more you tap into what makes sense to you, the more you'll turn and move into areas where less and less rules are necessary. So INFJs will be drawn to, let's say, startup companies where there aren't so many established rules, so we can create our own rules. We do our own thing, we create our own art. We go into areas that flourish through the fact that there aren't many rules involved. That's when we find most of our happiness, because we get into an environment that is designed to work with how we actually function. The first type of person that cannot stand the INFJ is the person who never steps out of the norm. So this isn't about playing by some rules or being a social climber. This is about doing things the way they've always been done. So this has everything to do with established norms. This is how we've always done things. This is what works. This is what we should rely on. And in their mind, this is the only way that exists. And if you're a person who believes that that is how life works, and then you come along and you live life differently, you do your own thing, you do things that by default live outside of the box, are outside of the norm, it will make people uncomfortable and they will push away from you. They will have a problem with you unless you really stop apologizing for what you're doing. So these are the kinds of people that most likely will brush up the INFJ. And you'll see people like this all around you. There may be your friends. There may be people that you see at your workspace. And I say this with a grain of salt, because of course there's this archetype of a person who cannot stand the INFJ. But the truth is that every person has some kind of this quality within them. And the more this quality is being triggered, the more they're going to have a problem with you. And so often, because we understand how people are going to react, that they're going to have a problem with us, we don't step out of the norm too much. It seems like if I voice what I really think, people will be puzzled. They won't understand what I'm doing. They don't get how I see the world and why I say certain things and how I go about doing things. But the more we understand that it's not on us how people react to us, we are part of life. And so every single person has to deal with the fact that we exist. It might make them uncomfortable, but that's not our problem. You have the right to live out who you are just as much as everybody else. Just because we're a smaller percentage than most and people are not used to it because of that, that doesn't mean that we should put ourselves in a place of not living out who we really are. And who we really are is a person who lives outside the norm. The more we tap into this, the more on the one hand, we will challenge ourselves to really start loving ourselves in a way we've probably have never done before, because it was never accepted. There was always this underlying fear of, I'm going to get abandoned. I will not be part of the norm. And when I'm too different, I'm just not going to be accepted. But on the other hand, we learn that the more we tap into this, the more we heal all of those wounds. And the more clear we become about this is who I am, and I'm not going to change that, and I'm not going to be open for discussions here, the less people who have a problem with this will question you. There's always this exchange when there's part of you that hasn't accepted that part of you yet. The more we tap into it, the less of a conversation there is. You know who you are. Let them think what they want, and people get that, and then they just won't question you anymore, because there's nothing to be gained here. You're already on your own path, And you never really cross intellectually, even if people are in your surroundings. Like, I have friends in my life who are still dear to me, but we're psychologically way more distant than we were before, because before I was altering myself in order to be acceptable to them. I don't do that anymore. And therefore, yes, there is more distance. But that's how it was supposed to be. It was never supposed to be us putting ourselves in a mold in order to be closer to other people psychologically. The more you embrace who you really are, the more you will recognize that you could connect with people on a different level and it will fulfill you like never before. The fifth type of person who cannot stand the INFJ is the self-centered person. So the typical narcissist. And you might say, okay, but isn't this like the perfect combination? Aren't narcissists really attracted to INFJs who very often are codependent and it's this toxic relationship? Yes, in theory. But most INFJs have gotten to a place where they recognize that this is just not a game they're going to play anymore. There's so much material on this online. We have understood that there's something going on that isn't making us feel good. We already are aware of that. And so if we meet people who, on the one hand, are really self-centered, have those narcissistic tendencies, and we at the same time not only know what's going on, but can let them know at the same time that we're not intimidated by it, we're not going to let them love bomb us, we're not going to get in any kind of situation with them, it really triggers them. Because there are two types of people who will not get triggered by a narcissist. People who have never been codependent, who directly look at this person and say, what an idiot, like what a self-centered person, I don't want to have anything to do with that person. That's the one person that they never had any interaction with that could give them something that would feed their narcissistic ego. But we, on the other hand, we used to be the perfect prey. We used to be the perfect addition to this toxic game. But now we know better. So it's even more triggering to the self-centered person, to the narcissist, to meet an INFJ who knows what they're doing, who says, I can play your game, but guess what? I can play it better than you. And yeah, let's appreciate the fact that it's a game and, you know, we played it and so I won. Big deal. They won't like it. They will not like the fact that you see through them, that you understand that they're basing their ego on how much they're going to be able to manipulate us. We've gone through this too many times to get sucked into this again. So yes, those kind of people will not stand us. But again, the more we actually turn into the people who say from the beginning, I don't need to engage in this. Yeah, I know what you're doing, but I don't need to have that conversation. I'm going to turn into that person who knows from the beginning that this is not somebody who's going to bring value to my life. So I'm not even going to engage at all. I'm not going to play a game and see that I can play better than him. I'm just not going to participate at all. Remember, if you want to get to a place where you get excited about your life, where you feel loved and appreciated, and you have the support of an entire community that continuously encourages you to take steps in order to move your life forward in the way you always wanted, then come and join our amazing INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community. Our next live round launches May 4th. You can download the poster and join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. If you have any other questions, write us at info@wences.com or write them in the comments section. I'm sure there are a lot of bootcamp members who will answer them for you. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.